come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
All aboard.
We have ignition.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Oh, look at all the people.
People that start the show rolling.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 353 of Word on the Main Street podcast. I am one of your hosts, Sean Lords.
Wow. And I am Brian Lords.
I've been talking all day.
Yeah.
That's what I do for work. It's been crazy.
It's nice to get paid to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it brings a cough about. But I think I'm pretty good. I don't think I'm
just
be
starting
like
recording.
You.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just starting recording usually brings a cough to my throat. But
yep.
Not yet. Give it
not
time.
Yet. But before we start the episode, we do want to let you know that it is presented by All Enchanting Ears, Mr. Bill Schirkenbach, Yvonne Paradise, and Beck and Ruby. Lords, thank you for being members at buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS. And of course, we want to thank our beautiful, talented sponsor, Get Away Today.
Absolutely. Get Away Today is a fantastic travel agency to work with. And if you need to get away, make sure to contact them today. They are going to make sure that you have the most magical trip possible, whether that's to the Disneyland Resort, Disney World Resort, Alani Resort in Hawaii, Disney Cruise Line Adventures by Disney, or any other non-Disney, less magical destination. They're going to be there for you every step of the way from the time that you book your trip until the time that you return back to your homes. So if you want to get a trip booked, of course, be sure to let them know about our promo code. That is Main Street Pod 10. That's all lowercase, the number 10. That is going to get you $10 off any two-night or longer Disney travel package. So visit them in their office in South Ogden, Utah, online at www.getawaytoday.com, or give them a call at 855-GET-AWAY. That is 438-2929.
And that $10 could get you many, many things just on the house for using that promo code. One of which we all are excited for it. Jabba the Hutt popcorn bucket.
Right.
Put that $10 towards that. Or you could spend it on something to prepare for your Disney trip. Perhaps you're going for Season of the Force. And perhaps you're wanting some Star Wars ears. And perhaps you use our sponsor, All Enchanting Ears. And perhaps you'll use that promo code, WADAMS10, for 10% off your order. So that's $10 for free towards that order, plus 10% off. Just, I don't know.
You're almost getting those things for free.
Right? Right?
Almost.
So, anywho, enjoy that $10 just for using that promo code. Let's head on over to this week at the Disneyland Resort. The hours are just the same as last week. April 4th through the 10th, Disneyland's open 8 to 12, DCA 8 to 10, and Downtown Disney 7 to 1. We've got the Food and Wine Festival still going through April 22nd. And the closures, we've got Astro Orbiter still closed. I can't find an official reopen date for that yet. Same with Haunted Mansion. And now the Enchanted Tiki Room is listed as being closed for refurbishment with no reopening date that I could find. So, you know, some stuff closed.
It may not be an off season, but there sure is a refurb season.
Yeah, there sure is. Also in California Adventure, Redwood Creek Challenge Trail is still closed with no set reopening date. Who knows? They're just kind of closing stuff.
And not telling us when it's going to open.
Yeah. I might have to do some more research, but that is this week at the Disneyland Resort. If you're going, there's still a lot of good stuff open, still a lot of good stuff happening. So go enjoy it, please. All right. Let's head on over to Brian's Trivia Corner. presented by allenchantingears.com, where the trivia is at a 90 degree angle.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Brian's Trivia Corner. It is literally in a corner.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is once again trivia time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And this is, of course, brought to you by allenchantingears.com. If you need a new set of mouse ears, other awesome Disney gifts, some 3D printed amazingness, like an entry plaque, still my favorite thing. I love it. But you can get yourself some high quality mouse ears, ear holders, lots of different things that they have to offer. Check them out, allenchantingears.com. And as Sean mentioned just a minute ago, if you use the promo code WOTMS10, that's 10, that's going to get you 10% off your entire order. So go check them out, allenchantingears.com. You will not be disappointed, I promise. If you are, you can send that displeasure to me at my email that I'll give you here in a minute. Last week's question, got a few answers. I don't think I had any correct answers, but if you did send me the correct one and I missed it, I apologize. I will get to it. Don't hate me, or do, either way. The question last week was, how long is the hull? That's the bottom of the boat, for those of us that don't remember Sean's Google yesterday, or not yesterday, last time. That's the bottom. So from front to end across the bottom, how long is the hull of the Mark Twain riverboat? And that is 105 feet long. So it's kind of crazy to think about. It's about a third of a football field.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Seems big anyway.
Right? I feel like it seems bigger than that to me when I'm there, but I don't know. But anyway,
maybe, yeah.
That is the answer to that question. Sorry, all of a sudden I'm all sniffly and I don't know why. But let's go ahead and get into this week's question. And this is going to be a quick one, so don't miss it. But here it comes. Pele is the tiki goddess of what?
That was quick.
Yeah. Pele, goddess of blank. What is that? If you've been to the tiki room, you should know the answer to this question. Mm. So, and I would hope many of our listeners have been to the tiki room. If they haven't,
it's crazy.
Very crazy. Anyway, if you know the answer, or think you know the answer, or want to tell me how wrong I am about something, that you can send that email to me. That's Brian, Brian dot WOTMS at gmail.com.
And of course, if you want to tell me I'm right about something, you can email me at Sean, Sean dot WOTMS at gmail.com. You can also join us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you haven't yet, you want to support the show, the best way to do that is to, share the podcast with those that might also enjoy it. Listen to the podcast every week, every Wednesday. And why not subscribe and leave a nice 5-star review on the following platforms?
And that would, of course, be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
And of course, if you want to support us with your money, you can go to our TeePublic store that exists in the show notes, as well as on our social media sites. You can also go to buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS and just donate your hard-earned cash without any expectation of anything in return. Just the feel-goods, you know? For helping
That's right.
A small podcast remain in the stuff, the cloud.
Yes.
I don't know. It's this big mass of information flying above us or through us. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where the cloud resides exactly. Could be anywhere.
Yes. But yeah, let's dive into this week's meat of the episode. Let's do it. So
perfect.
First thing that we'll talk about is the thing I don't care about. So why not start
Tell
off
us
with something
how you really
lame?
Feel.
So over at Disneyland, they also did it at Disney World, but
we don't care about them.
We don't really care because we've never been. We
not that we don't care.
We have no connection to that part of the world. But
yeah,
downtown
my wife doesn't
Disney,
care either. She wanted me to make sure you knew that.
Who doesn't care?
My wife
doesn't care about Disney World.
Nope.
All right, that's good.
But it's also because she's never been.
Yeah.
One day we will go and we will care about
or
Disney World.
You
she
won't.
Doesn't even know what she doesn't care about. She just
or
doesn't
you won't
care.
Maybe you'll go and you'll hate it. And you'll be like,
no,
don't care.
I have a feeling when I finally get to Disney World, I will care.
But apparently Hulu is now on Disney Plus.
It's
they had
true.
A little celebration on April Fool's Day as well as April 2nd. Yeah, I really don't care about this. I didn't even want it. I didn't even ask for it. I was fine with the two separate apps because one was like, this is adult stuff and maybe some kids stuff. This one's family stuff,
True.
just for my family. But now it's like, hey, here's all this questionable content on the adult profile for Disney Plus.
I guess now that that's changed, I probably need to go through my kids' ratings that they can view so that they're not getting into anything they can't watch on Hulu.
But I was able to access Sherlock straight from Disney Plus.
I was actually really excited to see that on there because I do love that.
But it's just on Hulu is all. But yeah. So they did some stuff over in downtown Disney. They had backdrops for Abbott Elementary. Never watched that. Don't really care. Golden Girls, classic show, I guess, that my grandma always watched.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yes. And Suburban Legends did a wonderful cover of the theme song. And then Futurama backdrop for photo ops, which personally I would have loved. So, but in Florida, they actually had like the table where everybody sits. We just get a stupid backdrop here in California where I
sounds
don't
about
know.
right.
But yeah, whatever.
It's kind of funny you mentioned the Golden Girls because my son was watching Teen Titans Go the other day and they were talking about the Golden Girls on
Really?
an episode of Teen Titans Go.
That show's
It
pretty funny.
It was quite entertaining.
That movie was so good.
Really excited to have Bea Arthur there.
Bea Arthur.
I have to remember what that episode was about. I don't remember. It was funny though.
Yeah, they usually are.
Which is also now on Hulu with Disney Plus.
That's weird to me.
Yeah, well, it is different, but it is on there.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Surprised that's not on Max.
Right?
Isn't that a Cartoon Network? Huh.
Yep. I was kind of surprised myself, but there it was. Teen Titans Go.
Very odd.
Like DC and Marvel meeting on Disney Plus.
I guess they can have a DC versus Marvel section.
Maybe.
Who knows?
They reference Marvel and the Teen
That's
Titans
true.
Go to the movies. Stan Lee and everything. It's kind of funny.
It is funny. But yeah, if you were there on April 1st or 2nd, over in the lawn area, which is actually a really nice area, they had cornhole, tic-tac-toe, and more. You also had the chance to win a $100 Disney Plus gift card by completing a survey. Wow. Such fun for the whole family completing a survey. But it says Now through April 14th, if you're 21 and older, there are new limited time specialty cocktails for you to enjoy at downtown Disney restaurants, at the Jazz Kitchen Coastal Grill and Patio. They have the California Streamin'.
That's good. I like
coconut rum, blue curacao, pina colada mix, and pineapple juice. Sounds like it's probably pretty good just based on those flavors.
Right.
But, or over at Naples Restaurante a Bar, they have the Experiment 327. I don't know what that even means, to be honest. But it's tequila, pineapple, lemon juice, orgeat syrup, and blue curacao. There you go. They also have an immersive mural by Ryan Riller across from the Star Wars Trading Post through April 14th. It combines Disney Plus, Hulu, and the Disney Park, the Disney resort that you're at. And you can stand in front of Mickey ears, and it looks like you have Mickey ears on your head. One that says Hulu, and one that says Disney Plus, with the California Adventure Ferris wheel and the Sleeping Beauty Castle behind you.
Isn't that amazing?
To be honest, when I first saw the picture, I thought it was like some haunted mansion thing.
It looks very haunted mansion when you first see it. That is true.
But yeah, it was something much less cool.
It's true.
Yeah, so now we get things like Bob Burgers, Grey's Anatomy, and Vanderpump Villa on Disney Plus. So looking forward to Vanderpump Villa.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
I do like Bob's Burgers, though.
You probably don't even know what Vanderpump is referencing.
I do.
Oh, you do?
The lady?
Yeah, Vanderpump. Okay. Never mind.
I know a embarrassing amount about Vanderpump Rules. So
yeah,
I know all
you.
The drama that went on.
I actually don't know about that one. I
with
just
Tom Schwartz and Sandoval and the girl. And
oh boy.
Stuff, but
yeah, well, I just
I actually like got Tom Schwartz. I think he's
funny. I got exposed to Vanderpump on the Beverly Hills Housewives show when my wife was watching that. So
very fun.
That's the only reason I even know who it is.
I know everything.
That's good.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were in the know.
Unfortunately,
that's what I get for assuming.
But I have to say, Tom Schwartz is he's a funny guy. I actually
I
like
don't
that
know
guy.
That I actually know who that is.
Now, Tom Sandoval, on the other hand, am I right, ladies? What a jerk. All right.
Yeah.
Pixar Fest. That's a thing happening.
That's something I can get behind.
April 26th is when it kicks off over at Disneyland Resort. I liked Pixar Fest. I thought it was good. They're just releasing a bunch of merch, so we were going to look at the merch. There's a spirit jersey here. Says Pixar Fest, and it's got Sully and joy and sadness and anger on the back. Kind of a weird combo, to be honest. I don't know why they have three emotions and then just Sully. It's just really weird to me.
It is different.
They've got hoodies, shirts, bags. They've got a Pixar ball hat, not in the shape of a ball. I just have to say that. It's not like Spaceballs.
Right. That's exactly what I thought when you said that.
That'd be funny, actually. Maybe that'll be a Disney property soon. Maybe we can have Galaxy Quest. Oh, no. Not. Oh, my gosh. Why was I thinking Galaxy Quest? Spaceballs in the park.
that
would be
a
awesome.
Fun Star Tours overlay.
Star Tours would be fantastic. Or just do like an easy overlay for Space Mountain or something.
Yeah.
Space Balls Mountain. the ride. Or Spaceballs the ride.
Spaceballs the ride. That's funny. I like that.
I would buy a shirt at Disney that said like Spaceballs the shirt.
Yep. I totally would.
Have yogurt show up on Star Tours.
Yes. Use the Schwartz.
May the Schwartz be with you. Man, what, who owns make this that?
Happen?
Who owns that show?
I
nowadays?
Don't know. I need to look it up.
I'd be all about that for sure. Let's see here. Water bottles, mugs, coins, I guess. I don't know what that's about. Pixar
coins.
Coins, yeah. Well,
especially in this picture, like there's no way that person's holding all of those like that.
They're glued together, obviously.
Oh, for sure.
What the heck? I didn't even think about it. She's like holding one coin and they're
right?
all
and they're all just sitting there. Also, MGM owns Spaceballs, so probably not gonna happen. But never say never. I never thought Disney would own Star Wars, so or Marvel or any of that.
Yeah.
Or have Hulu on their streaming service.
We need some space balls in a theme park somewhere. Maybe Universal could do it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know who has those MGM rights these days. So we used to have MGM Park over in Disney World.
True.
So I don't know.
Who knows?
All right, there's this jacket. It's a Wilderness Explorer jacket that I actually like. It's got Doug, Carl, and what's his face? I don't know. I can't think of his name. Russell. They have a... It looks like a Spirit jersey, but it's short-sleeved. I'm kind of confused right now. It's weirding me out. It says Ready for Adventure, and it has Carl on it. They have a Wilderness Explorer, like, what do you call those? Bucket hats?
Yeah.
That button up shirt is kind of fishing. Weird. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a those fishing hat.
Yeah. Like on that commercial for Progressive, I think. Yeah. Where the guy's like, no, was it Progressive?
You got you a dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, you almost got it. Gotta be quicker than that.
I loved that guy. They have a button-up shirt that I'm not sure about, to be honest. There's like, at least in the picture, there's like five Sully heads Sully's right like, next to each other.
Who made this stuff?
Oh, so I don't know that
it's
I like
on
that.
A pocket too. Yeah, that's why.
It's on it's on one side of the shirt, the buttons. Then there's another Sully head on the other side, right next to it.
And then
on the pocket right next to that. And then there's one on the shoulder. And then there's one on the side. And it's just like, that's too much soul.
No, on both sides.
Like, yeah.
If every shirt looks like that, they won't sell anything.
It's so weird. I don't mind the style.
I don't
just
know
this whole
like
Sully
style.
Cluster is really weird to me.
It's the whole thing's just too much for me. I would probably wouldn't be able to buy it.
And then they've got a Mike Wazowski, looks like a hoodie, maybe a woman's hoodie.
It also
looks like
a
90s paper cup.
And yes, then, it does.
And then some like kindergartner drew Mike Wazowski
right
on the front of it. That's what it looks like.
It's missing a little bit of purple to be a 90s cup, though.
Yeah,
a lot of pink and teal, but it needs a little purple in there too.
Yeah,
why did they choose this art style for this?
I don't know. It's kind of
I
wild.
Do not like it.
Yeah,
maybe
bet some of the people
do,
that are like,
but...
I hate the new Mickey cartoons because it's like Ren and Stimpy. They're probably some of the people that like this. And then,
who said it's like Ren and Stimpy?
I've heard that a lot.
Have they seen Ren and Stimpy? Because it's not.
It's definitely not as like weird as Ren and Stimpy.
Right?
But I also don't think the style is very Ren and Stimpy.
No.
But Let's see. They've got a, yeah, it's that like spirit jersey with the short sleeves thing again. It's almost like a baseball jersey, but not a baseball jersey. I don't know. But it says blast off, and it's got a silhouette of Buzz Lightyear. There's also a hoodie with all the toys, backpack. There's a shirt for the women that says "We're in charge" and has Bo Peep and what's her face?
Jesse.
What is my problem? Yeah, Jesse. Yeah. So they also have peanut, not peanut, Pizza
Peanut
Planet.
Planet.
Pizza Planet merch. I like the black button-up shirt, I have to say. And maybe even that baseball jersey. But yeah, some shirts and stuff. But there's going to be more, I'm sure, than what we're seeing here. But
Hopefully they get rid of that
there's
artwork
some good
too.
stuff, there's some bad stuff. And then there's just some stuff, you know?
And then there's five coins just randomly stuck together.
Five sticky coins. Maybe they're magnetic or something.
Hope so.
Super weird. Yeah. So Pixar Fest. I wish I could make it. I actually really like Pixar
I love
Fest.
Pixar Fest, actually.
So let's move on. Progress is being made for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Florida's is actually they're testing rides right now. They're dropping logs with people in it. Because they've been eating Soylent Green. I'm just kidding. They've been dropping logs.
I can't tonight.
So, yeah, Florida's dropping logs already. I saw that this week. Disneyland has some foliage popping up on the mountain in the bayou. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Mountain in the
But they released some information about the critters, the new characters that we're gonna see. It says in the first critter encounter, we'll discover a group of critter musicians playing a rendition of one of our favorite songs from The Princess and the Frog called Gonna Take You There. I do like that song. It's a Zydeco tune, which I enjoy. It says it will have you singing along as you float down the river under dancing fireflies. That'll probably look pretty cool, I think. I hope. I hope it doesn't look terrible. But yeah, the familiar melody is being played on charming makeshift instruments constructed from natural materials and some human-made found objects. But yeah, here is the band. The characters in the band, we've got Byhalia. Is that how you say that? The heck?
Sure.
Byhalia the beaver. I don't know what Byhalia's instrument is. I don't know if it's just
Her tail.
tail or what, but
Or his tail. Oh no, it is a her.
and then we've got Rufus, the turtle. I feel like that's an homage, right?
Right. It's something that still wasn't even
Yeah.
really Splash Mountain.
That's true. That's true. But it's a turtle that plays a harmonica made from wood and I'm guessing leaves or something in between. Looks like he's eating a sandwich, to be honest. We've got Apollo the raccoon playing an accordion made of, I don't know. Yeah. And then we've got Thumper, just kidding, Gritty, the bunny playing the washboard on a Louisiana license plate.
While doing the gritty.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, my kid's gritty all the time. It's really weird. Then they have Timoleon. Timoleon?
Sure.
He looks like an otter.
It's an otter.
Of some kind, playing a violin of some kind, or a fiddle.
Fiddle.
Violin, fiddle, they're the same thing, right?
They're all listed below if you wanted to.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the pictures. Does it say what everything's made out of? Because his looks like it's made out of like a muffler or something.
But I'm not sure. It just says fiddle playing.
Fiddle playing otter. And then we have Bo, the... what's it called?
A possum.
The possum. They really need. My gosh, I can't think of names right now. The possum from Goofy movie.
Lester.
They need Lester, like a walking character.
Exactly what they should have done was Lester the opossum.
They need to have a Lester costume. Walking around the park somewhere
with its head backwards, it has to just wandering around with its arms outstretched.
Who's your favorite possum? Why so sad?
Somebody had asked in our Castle Collective group the other day, what is one of the most watched Disney movies you've ever watched? And Goofy Movie is probably my most watched Disney movie.
That was one of the ones I said.
I have seen that so many times and it never gets old.
Never gets old. Yeah. But yes, this possum looks like it's playing a, like a bass made out of a gourd of some kind.
It says an upright gourd bass.
Upright gourd bass.
Oh my gourd.
Yes, and of course, it wouldn't be Disney without capitalizing on their characters for some sort of merchandise. So they do have stuffed animals that you can purchase. I assume not yet. But I just see the turtle, the raccoon, and the possum. And yeah, that's really all I needed to say. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite critter?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
I don't care.
You don't have, you're not looking at this and going, that one's awesome. I like that guy.
No. Like, I don't care about any of this.
It's true.
As it
I
pertains
kind of
to
agree
the attraction.
That.
Like, this doesn't do anything for me.
I want
get me,
the
like,
news
for
that Dr. Facilier is going to be there.
That he
I
can't.
I want news that Ray is going to be there.
He can't.
I know.
Because they ruined that.
They did ruin that.
There was a perfect opportunity to just put it in as the story that already existed. And they decided to just ignore that and do their own thing.
It's irritating.
It could have fit so well in there. You wouldn't have even had to change that much.
I agree. That whole area before
the
tunnel.
Could have left the whole showboat in at the end. Like,
yeah.
Shadows chasing you up the lift hill.
It'd be sick.
The Shadow Man's
Mama
trying
Odie
to get
could
you.
Be like zapping them as you're going up.
Right?
Right before you drop. Yeah.
I could have turned this into a fantastic attraction, just saying. And
but
all the kids would have been like, oh, this is my favorite movie. Not what is this? I don't know any of these characters.
Yeah, I was talking with a girl not too long ago, and I was asking what she thought of the change coming up to Splash Mountain, and she's like, I love that story. I think it'll be great. I'm gonna miss Splash Mountain, obviously, but I love Princess and the Frog.
That joke's on you. It's
and I was like, you know
story.
That it's, you know that it takes place after, right? And she's like, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people that, obviously there's a lot of people that know what's going on, but I feel like there's a lot of people that are going to be expecting it to be the movie.
Yep.
Not some weird, let's go look for ingredients for a Mardi Gras party. It's super weird, super dumb, but I do like Apollo the best. I'm gonna say that. I love raccoons.
Sorry, I'm just gonna be the negative one and just say I don't
Negative
care.
Nancy.
Yep, that's me.
All right,
And I'm
well,
okay with that.
Brian's a grump, so we'll end it there.
Yep.
But
That just reminded me of something from a very inappropriate show.
oh, nice. Nice.
Don't know if you ever
Elaborate.
watched Letterkenny,
I have
but
not.
I've only seen clips, but
Isn't the guy that did the
the Captain Crunch
Captain
bit.
Crunch? Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that.
Maybe I'll watch it. I like the Captain Crunch bit. I assume he's a funny guy outside of that bit. But yeah, we'll go ahead. We'll end it there. If you like Letterkenny, let Brian know. He apparently loves it, so.
I don't, I can't say that I love it. I've just seen some clips and it reminded me of one that I'd seen.
There's some have you watched I Think You Should Leave? It's so funny. It's so dumb, but it's so funny. Does Megan watch The Bachelorette or The Bachelor?
Not as much as she used
But
to.
you know the premise. I'm gonna
Yeah.
send you a clip. But anyway.
Perfect.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. We really do appreciate it. Again, if you want to follow us, go to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter. You can also subscribe to our podcast. You can share it with those that might also enjoy it. And you can leave us a nice 5-star review on the following platforms.
That would be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
Yes. And yeah, that's it. So thank you guys again. Please join us every week, every Wednesday, to hear the new word on the main street. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.